We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. We are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Misha ba baderech, someone is coming on the way, loy hoya b'yodoy lulav, and on the way he didn't have a lulav litol, he didn't have a lulav to shake, and now he comes home later in the afternoon. Because shikanas lebeisa yito al shechana, he should take it in for your members in the middle of eating. He should stop eating and shake the lulav. Loy not al shachris, if he didn't shake lulav in the morning, yito b'rabai, we should shake it in the evening. Shekol ha'yom kosher lulav, the whole entire day is kosher lulav. So one of the chiddushim in our Mishnah is that if you're in the middle of eating, you have to stop eating right when you remember and shake the lulav. Zok the Gemara, Amrit noit lo yashulchano. It's in the Mishnah, noit lo yashulchano, the main rad mafsik. But we're in our Mishnah that you have to stop what you're doing, you stop eating to be shake the lulav. But Raminu ma'aseh kasha from the halachas of Mincha that's brought down in Masechet Shabbos. Raminu in Meschilu mafsikim. It says in the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos that if someone started eating, and they remember he didn't daven mincha, he's allowed to finish, he doesn't have to stop eating. He can finish eating and then daven mincha. So really, the Gemara could have answered a simple answer. The Gemara could have said that maybe by minchas you started before Zman mincha, then you have to stop. And here, you started after Zman. Zok deran, that the Gemara did not answer that, is a raya, that the halacha is emaf sikim, even if you start of iser. Even start of emaf sikim. So the kasha is, why by lulav you have to stop, and by mincha you don't have to stop. Amrav Safra loy kasha. It's not shver. How the ikas shoyis biyoyim? How the lekas shoyis biyoyim? The case of mincha was that when you finish, let's say it takes an hour. There was still after the hour, there was still time daven mincha. Therefore, we're not worried. You'll daven mincha afterwards. Here, by lulav, if you kept eating the suda, it would be a night already. You wouldn't be able to shake the lulav, and therefore you have to stop. So basically, the fear of Safra Tari says you do have to stop, but only when there's no time later. Amar Rava. Rava has a problem. What's this whole kasha? I don't understand the kasha from mincha to lulav. Amar Rava, my kasha. Dum ha deraisa ha derabanan. What are you asking me from deraisa derabanan? Mincha is only derabanan, and lulav is deraisa. So why ask me kasha from deraisa derabanan? Agav, you see from here that tefillah is only derabanan, and we know it's machlokes Ramban and Rambam if tefillah is deraisa or derabanan. But the kubi it's not a raya from here because here we're talking about mincha. Even for the Rambam, one tefillah a day is the rice, not all three, and therefore by mincha is zichah derabanan. So the question is that what's the rice? Maybe for the rice you have to stop. The rabbanon have to stop. So that's Rava's taina. And so Tosfos is busy.
What? Well, obviously, your first day then, according to what we're saying.
Oh, the Gemara doesn't handle that very soon. The Gemara doesn't handle very soon. What's Baba Derech? The Gemara doesn't handle that soon. Akapanim, the Gemara says, what's the rice derabanan? Now Tosfos speaks about there's a shiloh about kiddush that there's a. It says in the Gemara Avri Psachim that if you're in the middle of a Suda and then it turns night, you don't have to stop for Kiddush. And Tosfos asked, do we know Kiddush is the Raisa? Even for Kiddush, Yayin is not the Raisa, but Kiddush is definitely the Raisa. So Tosfos' teretz to that is that Kiddush you're not so worried about because you have to, even by the Raisa, because since you could even make Kiddush tomorrow, so it's not so worried about a Pshia. That's one teretz. Another teretz is since you're being Oisig the Suda Shabbos, so you won't forget so fast. You won't forget so fast. But upon him, the Rava's time is that one's the Raisa Rabbanon. So Amar Rava. Maybe it's a different question. It says in our Mishnah, look, as you come to the base of Noita HaShukhana, when you come into your house and you start eating, you have to stop and shake the lulav. Amma the mafsik. But how the Tali then says, Leinot al shachris, yitam ben abayim. Amma loy mafsik. It sounds like there that if you didn't shake a shachris, you finish eating and then you take it later on. So it's a steer of Menei Abay in the Mishnah. On that, Amma Rav Safra loy kasha, dik a shoyis b'yam, like a shoyis b'yam. When do you have to be mafsik? When you don't have time anymore. Masha'inkein, when after the Suda you'll have time, then you don't have to be mafsik. So that's when he uses this teretz of Ikashayas B'yam, he uses it for that, for the same day on Lulav, in the same Mishnah. Amrav Zera, the Mishnah is nasty, Rukai, touch like this. Amrav Zera, my kasha, Dilma Mitzalav Sukim, maybe really always have to be mafsik, even in the morning. When it says loy not the shachar, doesn't mean you did the right thing. Loy not the shachar is because you did the wrong thing. So it's really not muchach that teretz ikas shoyis b'yom, not shoyis b'yom. So it's back sfer. Like when is it a geir of safas teretz? We first want to say of safas teretz mechalak to mincha and lulav. We said no, one's the rice, one's the bar. You don't need it. You don't have mechalak with that. Then we said it's to mechalak the mishnah itself. He said, also, you know, it's not mucha to say that chiluk, because you could say the Mishnah just means that lechatchila you have to stop, but the eved, the whole day is kosher. So what's in a geya, Rav Safra's teretz? So Mar goes back to the first thing. We're going on the stira between mincha and lulav. you asked me, what do you need the teretz of shoyis b'yoyim, not shoyis b'yoyim, if there's enough time, not enough time, say simple, derais derabanan. The kasha l'ha derais derabanan. Hocha b'yontav sheni derabanan. I'm talking about after the first day of yomtiv, the rest of yomtiv, lulav is only derabanan. And that then it's a kasha, mincha on lulav derabanan. And that we have a teretz, ikas shoyis b'yoyim. The Gemara says, deken nami, medektoni misha ba baderech ba'im v'yad lulav. These are the Yom Tov Rishon, Mishari, on Yom Tov, now I'll travel so far. And like Tosfos speaks out, and the Midrash Tani, Avahocha Ketani Misha Bava Derech, Ukashi Yichmes Bebeis, and the Lulav, Mashma, Shemi Mokoim, Rokoik Bala Beis. And it came from a far place. So it's definitely talking about Chalamoid, and that's only the Rabbanah. And therefore you have to come on to Rav, to Rav Safra's Terrace, of Oedik Ashoyis Vim, Lek Ashoyis Vim, because you don't have the Terrace of the Rise of the Rabbanah, because here, it's also the Rabbanah. Even Lulav is only the Rabbanah, because the rest of Yom Tov. Zok de mishne vayte. Mi shohoya eved o isha e kota makrin o isha. The halach is that there's something called shemeya ka'ina. That in those days, a lot of people, they didn't know how to read, or they didn't know bahart, and they didn't know b'halal bahart, or davening bahart. So they worked a lot with shemeya ka'ina. Even if they knew how to read, but they didn't have sidurim. So they worked a lot with shemeya ka'ina, that someone... that one siddur that someone davened for the Amid, he was a shat shliach tzibur, and everyone's yaitza with them. And halal, the way the yaitza is, by like a bracha yaitza, by listening and saying amen. By halal, you say haluka after every parasha of halal, you say haluka, and that's how yaitza al shemeya ka'ina, the mitzvah of halal. Now, in a case where a eved or a isha, a katan is the shliach tzibur, so you can't be yaitza shmei koina. Why not? Because they're not bar chayuva. They're not chayiv and halal. They're eved isha. It's both mitzvahs. They're both part of cause halal is a mitzvah aseh shas van grama, and a katan is not a bar das. He's still a katan, not a gadol. So what do you do if they want to, you want to be yaitza halal from them? So they makrinoi. So they read halal and oina acharei mashen emrim, and you answer what they say. They say haluka. You say haluka. Halu avdei Hashem, you say avdei Hashem. You should repeat over halal with them. So basically, you're not being yaitz with them at all. They're not really a shliach. They're just reading it for you, and you're saying it after. But the shaila is, why don't you have one of the gadol be the shliach tzibur? Teretz is you can't read, and that's a very bad simon. V'tovu loy me'era, and it's a curse for him that he didn't learn, and his evident isha know how to read better than him. That's a taina. That's already a taina. But the moya gadol makroi, so if it's a gadol who's the shliach tzibur. You say after every dibur haluka. I'll call davar shu oimer rashas. You say haluka, and that's how you are yoytze the al shemeya koina. Makom shenogu lichbal yichbal. In a place where the meaning is to double over psukim in halal, you double over psukim in halal. And Rashi explains because there are a lot of double psukim in halal. It says a bunch of times. The beginning of Hoidu, it says, Yom Na Yisrael, Yom Na Yisahar, and it's like repeating over the same idea a bunch of times. When I made a karasi ka, ananim rechav ka. Hashem li lo yira, Hashem li, it says again, Hashem li. Toiv lachzis b'Hashem, toiv lachzis b'Hashem. It says twice a bunch of times, a lot of times it's doubled over. In Vahil Yeshua, Karina v'Yeshua, Yemin Hashem Yisrael, Yemin Hashem Ramema. It keeps on repeating over things. So if you want to repeat other parts of Halal, you have a right to do that. Malkam Shnogu Lichbal, that's a minig, Lichbal, Livsha, Yivsha. If the minig is not to double over, you don't double over. Livarech, if the minig is to make a bracha after Halal, Livarech, make a bracha after Halal. Hakol Kiminig Hamedina. Everyone does what the minig Hamedina is. So our Mishnah has a few parts to it. The first part of the Mishnah is in the Sugya Shmei Ka'ina a little bit. And the second part of the Mishnah is about Derech Lichboil or Levarech. And that will be discussed in Daf Lamed Tes. But our first discussion will be Shmei Ka'ina and being mighty other people. Tanu Rabbanu. Be'emes Amru. Be'emes Amru is Taich. The translation of Be'emes Amru means that this is the Halacha. Like Rashi says, Kol Be'emes Halachi. And no one argues. Be'emes Amru, Ben Mevarech La'aviv, a katan could bench for his father, and his father could listen and have yet shmei ka'ina. The eved mevarech rabbi, the isha mevarech labayla. And the eved can mevarech for his master, and the isha for her husband. And why? So we understand maybe a eved and isha will come to that time so pashut. But first, let's handle a child. How can a child bench for his father? His father's chayav deraisa benching. He's chayav derabanan. Zocht Rashi, that we're talking about here a case of Peter Gemara Brachis, that the father only ate the kezayis or kebeya. Midda araisa, you only chayav benching when you're full. If you eat only kezayis or kebeya, it's only derabanan. So in that case, the son, who's a katan, can be mitzi his father with benching. And Eved Isha also, the truth is, that there's a big tzad, that they're also not chayiv deraisa benching, because they don't have bris or Torah, then the Gemara Brachas stays with a suffix. If a lady is chayav midiraisa and benching, so also you have to come on to it's only derabbanan, and therefore they can be yotzi. But still, av amru chacham tavi meir la'adam she'ishtei ivan avarchon lo'ay. L'maisa, chacham said, if you have a case where the father or the master cannot bench, and he's relying on his child who's a katan, or his wife, or his eved to bench, that is not a good thing. It's not a good simon, because it means he didn't learn. And if he didn't learn, that's not a good thing. So Vada, it's not a good thing if his children or his wife is benching for him, and he's being yotze with Shmei Karina.